Hey everybody, welcome back to Under the Table Talk with your girl, Andrea A.B. Blackley, and I'm excited about this next episode, as usual, as they seem to just drop in my spirit, and then it is time to record. So this is one of those times where I'm going to continue on what we left off with, which is understanding, not so much about how you treat people that we don't understand, but really getting to a point of realizing or discovering or just embracing the fact that understanding is a big deal. It's a big issue. And the lack of understanding can cause bad things to happen. And full understanding obviously gives clarity. So I'm gonna talk about that for a little bit as we get into this next episode. So I appreciate you showing up. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you share this episode, this podcast, with anybody that you know that just feels like they just need to hear a good word. You know, I don't take any credit for what's downloaded. I believe that it is divine intervention. At the same time, of course, my own personal opinions sometimes do come through. So I'm not here for everybody to agree with what I have to say, but I do believe that we all have a right to share our truths. And when we learn, we teach. And that's what this is all about. So I'll see you right next door, I guess, after this commercial. All right, now we are ready to get started, and I hope that a seed has been planted in you, that you hopefully start your own podcast, okay? Because we all have something to say, I believe, and we can learn from each other. And I don't know, if it drops in your spirit, check it out. If not, just keep listening and keep sharing them, as I hope that you will do this one. All right, so this episode is coming to me really thick right now because I have other things that I need to be doing. I need to be sewing right now because if you don't know, I'm going to give a wonderful plug to myself for AB Originals, which is my own clothing line. And you can see what's happening and what's developing, what's growing, what's being birthed. I really don't even feel that I believe that I've given birth as of yet. We're still just in maybe the third trimester, but with what has happened thus far, it's been amazing. And the energy that I sew in is very, very, very important, as every single piece that I create is uniquely designed. It's only one for the most part. Some things may be similar, but anyway, the energy that I put into people's clothes is very important to me. Therefore, I really, really make sure that I'm in the best creative space as possible. And I've been having some thoughts going on in my head this week. Today is Thursday. After receiving a phone call about the situation that took place on March the 16th of this year, where I was physically assaulted. And so I've been dealing with that, obviously, for now, about a month. And I received a call on Monday that the witnesses who were there up close, front, impersonal, pulled the girl off of me, do not want to cooperate with the police. So this episode, I believe, is going to be pretty interesting because I have a need to release in a way that is to empower, so that we make sure that we do right by ourselves first, that we love ourselves enough to speak up for ourselves, to stand up for ourselves, moving forward, you know, when adversity comes or opposition comes, things like that. But I never believe that anything that happens to us is just for us, and the lessons that we get from those experiences that, number one, you would never even include in your own personal blueprint for your life. But you know, number two is just, you know, a level of self-respect, you know, and having boundaries and drawing lines and realizing where, growth is necessary in our own personal operations, right? I will never, and never have, I cannot control people's perception of me and what they thought. You know, how people see an image of you or whatever, and then they meet you in person and it's different. Either they're disappointed or they're more enlightened, whatever it is. You know, I'm not responsible for that. But I have dealt with some consequences of that, you know. And what I mean by consequences, of the consequences of me not speaking up about it. So let me go ahead and jump into this. So on March 16th, it was a Saturday. It was a cool Saturday. Great vibes, great energy. I was going to a friend's grandmother's 90th birthday party. Okay. And so I've known this particular person. I don't know if the names are going to come out in this episode, but we shall see. But the person who I was invited by considered her to be a good friend. At one point, a best friend since middle school. And naturally, you know, family events, you know, been invited to several. It's me, no big deal. I bake peach cobbler for her grandfather during the holidays sometimes, or whenever, you know, they ask. We've spent the last couple of holidays, not 2018, but 2017, 2016. We did, after some rekindling, spent some time together. So anyway, going to this birthday party just made sense, you know, for her grandmother. It's her 90th birthday. So, of course, I, you know, got dressed and we were cute, and it's just a lovely day. You're going to celebrate life. Now, how I'm looking at it, and this is just my perception now, how I see life because of my surgery in 2016. Not going to get in those details, but hey, that's something that I'm not going to shove under the rug either, because, you know, I had a near-death experience, and I do see life completely differently from that point on. And in these almost 3 years, you know, 2.5 years, I discovered that my perception of how I see things is not like the majority. And it shifted from how I used to see it. Things that I did not, you know, put value on, or things that I took for granted, I don't take for granted anymore. And one of those things is time, and because we're not entitled to it. And the other, obviously, is life. Because it is a gift and it should be celebrated, you know, especially when people make it past milestones or, you know, situations that could have taken them out. So in celebrating this 90th birthday party, it was absolutely necessary, right? So I went to Sam's to get a bouquet of flowers. Sam's is my favorite place to get flowers, those bouquets, just because they're beautiful. I was just excited about being there. So I arrived at the party, and you know, things were running behind, no big deal. But this is a group of people that, like I said before, have been a part of my life, some from middle school and some entered during high school. Okay, so the friendships that we once had, or this group of people, this clique, this crew, whatever you want to call it, I definitely didn't call it a clique, but some people would. But anyway, the crew, you know, my girls, this is who we were. And as we grew over these last 10 years, honestly, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things, we just grew up. That's how I look at it. I don't want to put any other description on, you know, growing apart, a separation, or not talking as much, outside of just growing up and having different paths, you know. And my journey obviously took me to network marketing, and it caused me to jump head first into something that I had no idea about. You know, I'm naturally a hustler, was not afraid to work, make some money, did not care about having a job. I was gonna do it, you know what I'm saying? And if I quit something, it was because I didn't like it anymore, didn't want to do it anymore. And I always knew that I could find something else. So that was never a fear of mine in regards to having a job or not having a job. And so once I became an entrepreneur and I found this industry of network marketing, you know, I'm learning things that I had no exposure to. I had no idea what a mindset was. Let's take it to that. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about the very first time that I listened to an audio, or it was a CD at that time, in my car. I was like, what? Like, I don't want to listen to nobody talking to me. but not knowing the impact, obviously completely oblivious to my future, okay? And this not being a plan, me not even having a plan, I was just taught to go to school, graduate, you know, get a job with some benefits. And that's what I did. And realizing that I wanted more was just my own thing. There was no counsel. I didn't have, you know, the parents that sat down with me. Not to say that anybody, I didn't have the parents that sat down and had like a life game plan, or, you know, we just didn't do that, right? So a lot of things that I learned were just of my own discovery, and then the fact that I was not fearful to go out and learn some new things. So when network marketing came into my life, it took me into a level of focus that I had no idea existed. And I felt like I was becoming more responsible, simply because it was a whole new world. It was like, wow, like I can make, you know, some money. No, I did not have any type of comprehension of five figures a month, six figures a year. I mean, I was not around anyone that was having conversations like that. We had wishes and hopes and I wanna be's, and I wish I could do that type of stuff. We knew how to ball on a budget. You know, we knew how to look amazing, you know, with what we had, and we did not consider ourselves to be broke or you know, none of that stuff. My mom used to say, you know, you can be broke, but you don't have to look broke. So that was pretty much a philosophy that I had grown up on. But now being in this environment, being introduced to books and to audios and listening to people that are teaching things that I did not learn in college and high school at home, you know, I wasn't having conversations like this. Oh my God, I became a sponge. I sucked it up. I knew I had to be focused. I had to be serious. So the partying was cut out. The TV was cut out. The drinking was cut out. The hanging out and just not doing shit was cut out. You know, I was always, it went into a phase to where when I quit teaching, you know, on September 20, 21st, 22nd of 2009, it wasn't with a hope of finding something to do. I was already doing it. Now I was in a position to where it was completely dependent upon me, and I was scared, you know, like, oh my God, now every single dime that comes into my household is contingent upon me working. So what is my thought process? My ass has to work, right? So anyway, you fast forward through all these years, 10 years, many different companies, many different experiences, going from being a third grade single mother school teacher to now, you know, the retired teacher, as they called her, you know, now entrepreneur, now, you know, traveling and just doing things that, you know, I wanted to do. I didn't know it was going to come in this capacity. Again, all of this was brand new. It could not be scripted. I was with people that I believed that I could trust, that had my best interest at heart. Why? Because I was introduced, you know, by one guy to something that completely changed the course of my life. How could I not be grateful for that, right? Now, you can't predict characters changing, relationships changing, money bringing out characteristics that were not there at the beginning of a relationship, you know, inconsistencies starting to show up, which cause relationships to change, okay? And so this is the mature way of me talking about what I experienced over, you know, a decade of being in the industry of network marketing and now being where I am today, you know, having to heal, learn, grow, you know, just everything. Be honest about all situations. Be honest with myself. Continuously, I was not being honest with myself. I was not trusting myself. I was not being honest with my emotions, you know, and that's on me. And what that reflected, I have no idea, because I was not on that side of receiving, me not being honest with myself. And so attempting to, and what I mean by that is, you know, as transparent as I am in sharing struggles and trials and things that I go to, I wasn't sharing everything. You know, I wasn't sharing, you know, the underlying, like, just craziness that goes on behind the scenes when you're inside of that circle, you know, privileged, if you will, to hear and see and just listen. That's a whole nother series on this podcast if I'm supposed to go into there. And I believe I am supposed to talk about network marketing because people need help in that area too. But anyway, how I speak of it now is because of the wisdom that I have gained, the responsibility that I take for situations that occurred, but then also looking at, you know, my flaws, my faults. I mean, I've never been a person to present myself as someone who don't go through shit and that has it all together and pretends to be something that I'm not. You know, one thing that I love, I'm in love with myself about, is that when people do come to me and they inquire about something, a part of their conversation is, AB, I'm coming to you because I know you're going to tell me the truth. Yeah, I ain't got to make up nothing. It's a lot of things that I didn't say for protection of other people, for whatever reason that is, my big heart, whatever that is. But I'm having to work on that. That ended up being a flaw, right, for me, because it took away from my self-confidence and being true to myself. And so when I look at the lessons that I've learned throughout those 10 years, not being aware, watch this, completely oblivious to how anybody else's perception of me was that was not like in my circle. I knew that friends and family felt some kind of way, right, about what I was doing. I've learned now with conversations that I've had with several people, like that we all create stories that don't exist. And we create those stories based off of emotions and assumptions of past experiences, because that's the only place that you can pull a relation from, something that has happened in the past, okay? Not the present. The problem with assumptions is that they stop you from asking. When you want to know the truth about something, or you feel a certain way about something, somebody, a situation, it is not the responsibility of the other person to have some kind of telepathic power to know that you feel some kind of way because they're doing something. It is our responsibility, and this is something that I had to learn myself. I have to take responsibility for how I choose to feel about anything and anybody, whether they say something. I choose if I'm going to be offended, and I choose if I'm not. That's my responsibility. And to be able to say that, it took hard lessons in learning and going through life blaming other people for how I felt, because I didn't know any better. That's why I am gung-ho, stronghold, hands down, 10 toes down, like Nipsey says, in my personal development, because I know that books have not only saved my life, but they caused me to think deeper. I pay attention to things that a lot of people don't pay. Well, I don't know. I pay attention to things that most people don't pay attention to. And sometimes that can make you stand out. It can make you stick out. It can isolate you, you know, and it can cause just all these different things. But in doing so, I chose to start paying more attention to just everything that goes on, because I want to be a better person. I want to be a better person to myself, and I want to be a better human, right, to this world that God has gifted us with. So I don't understand how people see me all of the time. And because I've been in a position of being a leader in network marketing in different companies, and you know, you see social media posts, whatever, and people gather their own stories and they create their own life about me without me in it, right? And what I mean by that is without consulting me. I can't control that either. So sometimes when people find out the real deal, or they find out that I'm human, or they find out that I have emotions, or they find out that I get upset, or they find out, you know, these different things, then their perception of me changes, which is not my responsibility, right? But the consequences of that, right, or that while I'm over here living my life in the most authentic way as I can, number one, having respect for other people's choices, okay? This is why this is going to be a deep one for me, because I have not had an opinion or cared enough to talk about on an excessive basis what other people are doing in their lives, with their relationships, with their money, with their income, with their children. Why? Because I'm a single mother and I have to take care of myself, right? I have to mind my own business. So what makes anybody think that I got time to sit here and judge your situations? But here's what I've discovered. Because I was busy and doing my things and working, right? Working in the lane that I was given. There were people that had opinions about what I was doing, how I was doing it. I've been told that they felt pressured by me when I would share those business opportunities with them. I've been told that all I would do was, you know, just whatever you did, all you did was talk about that and coffee. So, and yeah, it was most coffee and just whatever, that I was all up network marketing's ass, that when, I mean, it was amazing. And I'm going to get into that. It's amazing to hear how people really feel about you. Not in a calm way, not in an adult manner, not in a, you know, a way that you want healing to really occur, but in a way to where you mad, you pissed off, you angry, you got some deep embedded stuff going on with you. And what you have seen, not only have you not supported, you've also spread shit, right? You spread the energy of how you felt in regards to what I was doing with my life. And so as I'm hearing these different scenarios from different people, and I found myself in a position somewhat defending how I was taking care of my son, it was very, very interesting. Every single person that I would have a conversation with, once it would get to a point of like, let me break this down to you in regards to what I was dealing with in the 10 years of the success, of the elevation, of the cars, of the money, of the traveling. Let me tell you what was really going on, because you chose not to be there to get the details, but whatever feelings you had, they caused you to respond in a type of way that our relationship became disseminated, right? That we chose to love each other from a distance. Again, the difference being, I'm not judging you. I understand how you feel, so I'm going to respect your feelings and I'm going to keep it moving. But if I focus on how you feeling, I'm not going to be able to take care of my son. So guess what? That's not what I'm doing. But I found out that people were really paying attention to what I was doing. And not only did they have their opinions about it, they had their judgments about it. They tried to make me feel bad about it. There was a time that it was Nick's birthday party, and I had to do some meetings out in Louisiana. And I had just driven 4 or 5 hours from Louisiana. My mom had done a birthday party for Nicholas. I think it was like his maybe fourth. I don't remember how old it was. That's crazy. But one of those birthdays was at Chuck E. Cheese. And, you know, my mom had invited, you know, some of my friends, of course, and things like that. Now, again, the relationships were already changed. Okay, now I'm handling my business. You can think whatever you want to think about me. That's not going to pay my bills. I got to pay my bills. So when I walk into this birthday party, into Nick's birthday party, then this particular friend, the first thing she says to me is, Andrea, don't come to me talking about no coffee. I look like, good God, can I just walk in? I just walked in here after driving 4.5 hours to get to my son's birthday party. Why can't you just say, hey, what's up? What makes you think that I'm chasing any of you to be a part of a business that's already working without you? I mean, I remember that because it was very significant. But here's the problem. I didn't say nothing about it, right? My little comment probably that I said kept it moving. I didn't let this person know how that made me feel. Now, I brought it up here recently, and that was funny how it was brushed off. But anyway, that we'll get back into that situation. So, you know, I would get these little digs here and there, right, about what I was doing. And I chose not to be around people. I'm not going to put myself in positions or in situations where I'm uncomfortable because I know that y'all feel some kind of way, but you don't have the courage to talk to me about it. And even if you do, you come in at the wrong angle, or you just, I don't know. I don't know if people had a problem with the fact that I'm not a follower, you know, that I'm in a position to where I'm going to do what it is that I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. So if someone has a problem with that and you don't voice it in a way that makes sense, then there's nothing I can do about that, right? So anyway, it was just extremely challenging. It was challenging to continue to know that people that, you know, I thought knew me. That was my position. It was like, I would think these people know me enough to know that, yo, if she was teaching, nobody cared when I was teaching and going to professional development things, and I'd be in my room making stuff. Like, nobody cared that took time too. On the say, oh, well, but you weren't talking about, I mean, it's crazy. And I hope that this isn't going all over the place because this is coming at the top of my head. But I wanted to give you an idea of what misunderstanding can do and what a lack of attempting to get to understand, people in situations can actually cause. So let's fast forward now to March, right? To this event that happened a month ago. And now again, I spoke of a couple of situations, you know, where, I spoke of a couple of situations of where, you know, I was discovering how people were feeling about what I was doing, right? And in my career and for my work. And as relationships separated, there would be attempts for relationships to come back together. Okay. Because naturally in those processes, you grow, you change, you have different experiences. I mean, it's so many different factors that come into play with this part right here, that it will probably take me too long to really go into all of the details. But I will say this, that when the attempt for relationships to come together, from my personal perspective, because of the books that I've read, the events that I've gone to, the transparency that I've had, the convictions that I've had, you know, if people will mock my personal development or me talking about books or whatever, you know, because my mom, you know, she even shot a dig, and I just have to share this too. During that situation, with the event that I'm about to tell you on March, that happened on March the 16th, it ended up being a conversation with my mom as well, and it got kind of heated, and she made a comment and said, you know, Andrea, just because you've read 3 books and you've been to 2 conferences, it doesn't make you an expert, you know, and that was a statement that was intended, right, to harm me, because I don't come at nobody trying to tell you, appreciate what you do, what to do in your life, but I am going to share stuff that has helped, you know, and I may make recommendations in the event that we're having a conversation. I don't give unsolicited personal development suggestions anymore. I used to, yeah, but if it's, because people will think that you're attempting to attack them, you know, if you share something that's to help them, because sometimes they think that we think that something is wrong with them. And I'm like, look, I was going around all these years thinking that stuff was wrong with me, and it was other people that don't know me that had to tell me that wasn't nothing wrong with me. It's just some stuff we need to fix and we need to work on. And it allowed me to like myself again. So, you know, in an effort to want people to feel that same way about themselves, like, hey, you're really okay. Like, it's just some stuff that you can work on, you know. But now to know that there are some people that really mocked, you know, my personal development, it's personal development that has kept me out of jail. It's personal development that has kept me from killing people or somebody. It's personal development that has kept some words that could have been said left unspoken, you know, because growth is definitely necessary. And so, and looking at these situations, it's necessary to know who you are, right? To know who you are in these situations so that you will be able to handle when people don't understand you. And I feel like I wasted so much time attempting to get people to understand me because I didn't understand understanding. Okay. So with that, what I want to do is pause for a second. It's been like 27 minutes right now, and see where we are with this. I may have to actually go back and listen to this myself to continue, because I want to make sure that all the pieces come together as I lead in to this event. It's like, oh, you just said that you were going to talk about what happened. Well, I am, but I need to get that together because I want it to be really solid when I do that. So I will be right back, which means that this is just going to pause and then it's going to continue. So guess what? You're not missing out on any time. It's just me preparing it the right way. So I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay, so we're back. See, that wasn't long at all. It was like a matter of seconds for you. And I promise you, it was about 30 minutes for me because I took time to go back and to listen to what I was talking about. Because sometimes my thoughts do go all over the place. And I'm like, whoa, I'm crossing my fingers that I'm not losing anybody because I want you to get the intention behind this episode. And it's not just for me to share my story, but it's for you to possibly maybe gather something, maybe something that you can relate to, because it's lessons in this that I'm hearing even my own self talk about. So let's get back to March the 16th, 2019, while I'm at this event. In great spirits, great energy, high vibes. You know, a lot has been going on in my life personally, mentally, transitioning from network marketing to now completely believing in myself with no financial backing or a game plan B, if you will. Projects in conjunction with what I'm doing, but I have been so used to relying on network marketing income for the last decade that this has not been an easy transition, you know, to really have trust and faith in myself to generate what's necessary for me to take care of me and my son. And it is the whole new day of operating in my gift. So with all of this stuff going on in my mind and in my own personal life, while I'm at this birthday party, I'm just glad to be in a space where I can just kick it, chill. I had the whole day open, not concerned about anything or anybody for that matter. And the reason why I say that is because the people, we were all best friends at one time. Things have changed. There was a situation that happened between me and the individual who is the assailant in this situation, and it just is what it is, right? But in regards to a breakdown in communication and friendship in that manner, me being the communicator and that I am and attempting to reach out to see what's going on, that was interpreted in different ways or in a different way. And I'm like, man, am I supposed to go into that situation? So, yeah, I guess so. So when, oh, wow, it's so much that goes into this. Golly. Okay. So when I was in network marketing and I was in Total Life Changes and I was in Tampa, when I started that in January of 2015, it was after I had pretty much lost everything from my prior experience. I ended up moving back to Houston at the beginning of 2015. I got back into business, right? Because I had left the industry for a little while, joined another company, things took off, okay? What is my main focus for being a part of these companies and just doing any of this? It's so that I could take care of my son. I can never anticipate the level of success, how quick or slow it's gonna come. I just do the work that's necessary to get the results. So what happened in this situation is that, boom, it took off, right? Within 90 days, I had moved into the house that I live in now. I had restored my income, you know, just getting things back together. I was able to take care of my son. There were people that I reached out to that ended up partnering with me, again, just because they trust the process or it just made sense. I'm not a network marketer. I've never been a network marketer. But when I believe in something, and if it's going to be good enough for my family, why not share it with other people's family? That's always been my intention. Well, one of my friends said that she wanted to do the tea business with me. This was when I was with Total Life Changes. Because of my prior experience in the prior company I was with, OrganoGoat, selling coffee for over four and a half years, I know the time that it takes to operate in these businesses. And because of the position that she was in and the work that she was doing, I was really considering, like, you don't have time for this. You do have a strong network of people. You know, you got a strong network of people. And if they listen, that'll make a difference. But it's different from what you do compared to what this is. But she was adamant on doing this herself. I was not in a position to convince anybody, friends, family. You know, I wasn't going through that again. Right? Remember, I had been through that in my first business. So in this regard, it's like, hey, I'll let you know what's up. But trust me, I'm not making it a big deal of whether you do it or not, because been there, done that.
So when this person, she says she wants to do it, she sets up a tea party, she has it, it doesn't turn out to be the way that she wants it to be or expected it to be. I totally get that, right? Me, I'm mentally prepared on that. I've been through the experiences. I understand when you invite people to stuff and if they don't show up, you're gonna feel some kind of way. And it's all kinds of emotions that go into that. So considering that I am a very emotional person, that I am an empath, right? That I consider how people could feel, and I definitely will inquire to be sure about it. I took into consideration these people didn't show up. I don't know how she feels about it, but I'm not gonna really push the issue. I'm gonna see what's up and keep it moving. Well, naturally, there was just some space, right? She backed up, she didn't focus on doing, you know, that anymore. I wasn't tripping on that. I understood and definitely didn't expect it to come in between our friendships. But at the same time, this is how I was paying my bills. This is how I was taking care of my family. So I could not stop because a friend, a family member, even a stranger felt some kind of way. I hope that makes sense. So as I continue to move in my direction, she continues to move in her direction. I'm not focusing on any of that. It comes, you fast forward, I see something on Facebook that says that she's getting married. So I'm just like, wow, find out on Facebook? Okay, that's whack. But let Nick and I attempt to reach out and say congratulations, like what's up? Like, yo, find out on Facebook. So getting in contact was not happening. We weren't getting returned phone calls. We weren't getting returned text messages. No, it was not like a plethora and just days and days, but it was the simple fact of, number one, the relationship that I thought we at least had, even though there had been some separation and stuff like that, it definitely wasn't to a point to where it's like, oh, you're getting married or you're engaged rather, and, you know, just not responding to a congratulations. Okay. So we didn't get the opportunity to congratulate her in those efforts. So fast forward, I'm not sure of the time in between, but I know in July of 2015, we were in New Orleans. I had gone to Essence Festival with my then business partner, someone who I considered kind of like a big sister at that time. And she said, hey, you want to go to Essence? We did that just at the drop of a hat. I was really like excited because honestly, like I had just gotten back on my feet, you know, within the last couple of months. So we get to New Orleans and she actually sees this friend that I was talking about. And she's like, hey, your girlfriend is around the corner. We were at a hotel in New Orleans at the bar, just hanging out, you know, what you do on the day of Essence. So she tells me that she's around there. So I get up and I'm like, okay, what is my intent for going over there? Why is this girl not responding to our text messages? Like, man, I know we're busy, but sheesh. You know what I'm saying? We're attempting to reach out to you to say congratulations or whatnot. So I get around and the energy was a bit interesting. It was very different. I'm not going to make anything more than what it needs to be, but I know how I was. I know the space that I was in. And I was just on some curious, real people type shit in regards to like, yo, what's up? You can't respond to the text message. What's going on? Number one, it's New Orleans. Number two, it's Essence. Number three, we're at the Hyatt. Number four, we're about in a bar area. Number five, I have an image. Okay, it's not even a situation to where it's necessary for anybody to be irate or go off or whatever, snap, whatever the words were that this person translated this incident into being to other people that weren't there, which I found out about later. But in this particular situation where we were together, there was no yelling. There was no irate, any type of behavior, but the energy was off. And I definitely felt that she wasn't in the space of humility. And this is just my opinion of humility, just to be like, yo, you know what? I apologize for not getting back to you and not responding. Like, I'm not even looking for that. But I was just, I was pleasantly surprised at the end, at the, I don't want to say the energy, at just the response. But I knew it was on some other high horse type stuff. And again, no reason to be jealous of this person, envious. I celebrate everything that you've done, have been there since the beginning. Right. But I felt it and it was like, okay, cool. That's where you are. I'm out. So I go back over to where I was. Now, continue the weekend. It's no big deal, whatever. Get back to Houston. I reached out to my friend's mother and another mutual friend. to talk about the event that happened in New Orleans. Not the event, but basically when we had that little conversation, like, yo, what's up with your girl, right? I'm just giving clarity. Reached out to, again, the mother and a mutual, like, kind of best friend. So the responses that I got, you know, were just kind of, it didn't solve anything, but it was basically on a point like, okay, I did my part to attempt to see what's going on, but since I'm not really getting anything, I'm just gonna leave it be, right? That's it. Time goes on. A lot of time goes on. That's 2015. It is now 2019, okay? So just understanding and respecting where everybody is, but not making it an issue to be talking about people, that's the vibe that I was on, okay? I'm working, I'm doing my own thing. So when we get to this party on March the 16th of 2019, this isn't the first time that this group of people have been together, but it's one of those situations to where it's like, you can be cordial, you can be cool, but you know that it's still some underlining stuff that needs to be talked about. But me and how I am, it's not the time and the place to bring up situations all the time. It's not. And I was not under the impression that this conversation was about to happen, or that this interaction or this healing process or whatever you want to call it, to where this situation started, there was no heads up on this. Okay. So to make it clear, the person who started the initiation at this party is the granddaughter of the person whose birthday it was, right? Which was my friend. So if that makes all sense, and I'm doing all of that to attempt not to say names, but the pieces will probably come together anyway. And I'm just ready to get this shit off my chest, right? So now, mind you, this person and I, right, whose grandmother's birthday party it was, we've had conversations. I think I mentioned this in the first part of the episode. We had made connections. There was a level of understanding that we had, that even the ways, some of the ways that she felt during my process were basically disseminated. Because it's like, look, you're making up shit that didn't even happen. This is what was going on, you know? So not to be on sides, not to be on teams. That's just so petty and it's immature. But it's the whole thing. What is my focus? My focus is understanding. But she did not tell me that she was about to bring the situation up at this birthday party, because I had mentioned to her prior that the person, right, who I was dealing with in New Orleans was not going to be ready for the conversation that I was going to have. And the reason that I said that is that I don't know what type of personal development anybody is doing. Okay, I don't. But I know the way that I operate now. Number one, I speak up for myself. Number two, you're not going to bully me. Number three, I'm going to call you out when you're lying. Number four, I am all about truth. Ain't got to make up nothing. Okay. So when I told her prior to this situation, like, we need to make sure that this is in an environment to where it can be handled like adults, that it doesn't get out of hand. Well, obviously that had gone out the window. Because when this person decided to bring us all outside on the patio and, you know, we all got a few little issues and let's just iron this stuff out. So here goes the situation, right? So we're all out on the patio. We had had a little bit to drink, but nobody was inebriated. Nobody was like out of their mind, anything crazy. So conversations start to happen between each of them, and it's four of us. Okay. It's four of us. So it was some individual situations that were going on, you know, between them. And, you know, I'm over here just, you know, wanting to be Inyala Van Zandt but in a way to, like, when the just being considerate of people's feelings, that's what it is. Being considerate of people's feelings, like, hey, let's not raise the voice. Like, okay, calm down. Like I was really kind of being like this referee in between their conversations to make sure that we could get out what we needed to get out, but that it didn't go in a direction that it didn't need to go in. Okay. So that happens, kind of going back and forth, nothing crazy. We get a little bit distracted. End up going back into the house. Something happens during the party. We come back together. This person, she's like, well, wait, I want Andrea to get her part out. Now, mind you, I'm not feeling any kind of way like I'm just adamant I got to get this out. I'm good. I'm honestly good. Like, the relationships could stay exactly how they were and there wouldn't be any love lost, because I'm not missing nobody. And that's just being the honest to God truth. Why would you miss people that treated you in whatever way they chose to treat you because they didn't understand what was going on, let alone did they ask questions or want to talk about it, right? So I'm good, but I'm willing, right? Now that she put this out on the table, I'm like, oh, okay, let's just see what happens. Because if I would have based my choice of speaking up about this situation based on past situations that used to happen when we were in high school, used to happen, you know, when we were in college or early adulthood, I most likely would not have spoken up. Why? Because I don't feel like people not listening and not understanding, which would be the reason why I wouldn't speak up. But because of who I am and how I'm wired right now, I was like, all right, bet, let's see how this goes. So the conversation starts to happen and I start to mention the situation that happened in New Orleans. And of course, I can't go through every single detail with, you know, on this podcast right now because I don't remember everything. But I do remember the conversation definitely not having a type of referee system to where it's like, hey, let's keep this calm. Let's not raise voices. Or why are you yelling in her face? Or why are you doing that? Like, it turned out to be a triangulation situation to where it seemed like it was three people against one. So when I'm bringing up my situation about what happened in New Orleans, it shifts from all of that. And it goes into how I worked, I don't even know how to explain it. It's been one of the most confusing situations because I don't know how to put sense to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why I went through all of that part in the beginning in regards to I'm handling my business, I'm working, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Because when it gets to this part of the story, that's where the eyebrows are crunched up and you're like, wait, what? I don't get it. To where the person that we're talking about why you weren't communicating or why you, actually, what was my issue? Let me slow down. My problem was not the situation of her not responding, you know, at that point. I mean, that's years ago. My problem was addressing the fact that you came back to Houston and regurgitated that experience and put a whole nother spin on it, attempting to paint me out to be somebody that I was not in that situation. And yes, I'm going to speak up for myself because you blatantly lied. Nobody snapped. Nobody did any of this stuff. So my intention at this birthday party, bringing it back here to the present, of having this conversation was to address that fact. You lied on me, and now we need to deal with it. But the responses that I was getting or that I received, I was being yelled at in my face. Of course, voices started to be raised. But the words that were being yelled at me were not in regards to me doing anything to this person. She's yelling things at me like, you were all up network marketing's ass. When you came back, no, I didn't want you to move to Tampa. When you came back to Tampa, all you were doing, you were up Twyla's ass. You were up network marketing's ass. And I'm sitting here like, first of all, just in awe at the fact that this chick is yelling in my face and that I'm not reacting. Okay. The old underdeveloped Andrea, that don't happen. So I knew that something had taken over my body. But as I'm comprehending or not comprehending, as I'm hearing these words, but yet in confusion about what you upset about, like, why are you yelling at me about what I was like? What are you talking about? Like, what? So it had gotten to a point to where she ended up grabbing my arm. Now, when she grabbed my arm, I'm like, yo, that's not what I'm here for. If you're about to get physical, like, I watch Love and Hip Hop, but I don't live Love and Hip Hop. OK, and this situation is not even that serious to where there's any desire for any type of physical anything. I definitely wasn't expecting for these other two people to just stand there and just let this chick yell in my face. But guess what? They had their own. They were all in cahoots. They were all together because what was interesting was that they were, I don't want to say agreeing, but it was kind of like co-signing on what she's saying. And I'm sitting up here like, I already knew that y'all all felt a way. One person, I know that you're a follower, but now I'm seeing this other person who I thought that we had an understanding about what was going on. Oh, you're doing the Cynthia Bailey. Mm-hmm. What is a Cynthia Bailey? Now, Cynthia, you know, you cool, but that flip flop. So when we have our conversations, when it's you and I, there's understanding. You understand what's going on. We understand the situation. If we had this conversation with this particular individual, how she can possibly react, I don't know where her growth is. I don't know what she's been doing. But what I know from the past is I just gotta just be prepared, right? I just gotta be prepared and I have to be open. I was not prepared for anybody grabbing on my arm. I was not prepared for anybody yelling in my face. I'm 42 years old. I don't have conversations like this with anybody. For what? So when she proceeds to grab my arm, I'm like, oh, y'all want to do this bully stuff? Y'all want to sit up here and try to make it 3-1 and have me defend myself because of how I had to take care of my son? Are you kidding me? I'm out. So then I go back into the facility and I get my purse and come. I'm walking to my car. Well, as I'm walking to my car to leave, two other people that were not where we were, they're coming. Andrea, you know, where are you going? Don't leave. Don't leave. I'm like, nah, such and such is over there. She putting her hands on people. I'm not here for that. You know, I came for a birthday party. I didn't come knowing all this other stuff was about to happen. So the conversation starts to happen there. And of course, you know, I'm a bit emotional. So one of the people who was over there, who was a part of the four, she's attempting to leave. So when she's attempting to leave, then she decides to come, you know, by my car. So I'm telling her, and I ended up like pouring my heart out to her. Like, I can't believe that you all are, whatever I was saying, that you all are acting this way. Like, I'm sitting up here having to defend myself. And, you know, I went through this, I went through that. And then for her to come back and say, because now she's an entrepreneur. Now, at the time, 10 years ago, everybody else had a job. Nobody was a full-time entrepreneur. But now she's a full-time entrepreneur. So these were her words. Well, now that I'm an entrepreneur, I understand what was happening then. Get out of here with all that. You know what I'm saying? And especially it was real heated. It was real heated in this moment because I'm sitting here like this is a group of people that I grew up with, that I felt safe with, that I supported, that I loved, that I had they back, that I didn't care what was going on, in, out, whatever. Like we're friends. But these are people who decided to choose to treat me differently because they didn't understand my journey. Let alone they didn't ask, they didn't check on me. They didn't find out what was going on in OrganoGold when I lost everything. They didn't inquire. They didn't question. They didn't have my back. I don't know why. I don't know what the reasons are. They're going to sit up here and I can't say what anybody's going to say. But based off of actions and based off of what words were regurgitated or expressed at this event. So as we're talking, right, this young lady who I'm talking to, she didn't leave. Right. And the person who put her arm, who grabbed my arm, both of them, they come. Well, one of them and with the other person, they come back around. So they're walking towards my car. Right now, at this point, I'm numb. I'm completely disinterested in any further association with these people because there's no merit. There's no foundation to anything that they're saying. And I'm like, the reason why they're not going to be ready for my conversation if they allow themselves to hear me out is because they know that I'm going to lay out the truth. And the second thing is that I'm going to ask the question of what did I do to you to cause this? Because that answer is unanswerable. So when this bully decides to walk back around and she starts her yelling again, in my favor, first of all, I didn't get to finish what I had to say, right? Because yes, there were interrupt. I mean, it was not a responsible or an intelligent or an adult conversation on either of our parts when it started. I definitely didn't expect it to go in that direction, but I had warned that person prior to she's not going to be able to handle it. So when she comes back around this second go round, right? And she's in my face and she's yelling and she's doing this and she's screaming at me. You left your mama. You left your daddy. You left your friends and all this other kind of stuff. It's still, like none of it still to this day makes any sense to where she's so angry that she's charging at me. The two people that are there, they're having to hold her back. Now I'm in a state of confusion. I'm numb, but I'm confused because I'm looking like, I know she don't think that we finna fight. Like, what? What is she doing? What is that about? But I get it because you done already grabbed my hand and I'm like, yo, I'm not doing this. So as she's being held back, of course, I'm not running. I'm not backing up. I'm walking towards. She finds a way to break through as she gets angry, and again, this happens so quickly that I can't even remember all the details into what direction it came from, but this girl came charged at me. Now, she's about 5'11", who knows, close to 100 and something, 70, 80 pounds, I don't know, right? But 5'11", big chick, right? She comes, she clotheslines me around my neck, y'all. She slams me to the ground, head first, face first, forehead first. I hit the ground. We're in grass. It's a house that's been renovated into an event center, right? So we're outside in like the front yard of the thing. It's people there. It's people on the inside. It's people around on the outside. I have no idea who or if anybody else saw what had just happened to me. But with all the screaming that was not coming from me, I did not scream. I did not yell. I did not swing. I did not taunt her. I did not provoke her. I did not say, I will kick your ass. I did not say, I know you're not going to be stupid enough to try to fight me. I didn't say anything. I'm sitting there just watching and waiting and seeing because I'm numb. I'm ready to go. But when I realize that I'm face down in this grass, trying to sit here and put all the pieces together, like, what the F just happened? The two people screaming, oh my God, get up. Oh my God, this is deeper. This is deeper. Again, I'm not saying anything. I got up though, and I looked, and my words were, and I'm going to say this here, you know you fucked up. I get into my car. The person who invited me to the party, who was the person who initiated this conversation without any heads up, is the same person that when I got in the car, oh, let me get this grass out of your head. No one acknowledged this girl assaulting me. That is an assault. See, when you have a fight, you can't call assault. I wasn't in that space. I ain't got no reason to fight nobody for nothing unless you do something to my kid. I mean, this situation is not that serious. But apparently this girl had all this built up anger, whatever it is, that she felt entitled to harm me, to hurt me. I ain't making this shit up. I know what my forehead looked like. I know the headaches that I was dealing with. I know what I had to do when I did go to the emergency center. I know that I have these pictures here looking at what my forehead looked like. And the only thing I could do is I continue to just think about it because, you know, I see life differently. It's one thing to go in for a surgery with doctors and you plan and pray and hope to wake up from anesthesia. Right? But to wake up and be intubated with a tube down my throat saying that they cut an artery and I needed 6 units of blood and 4 units of plasma and basically you died on that table and we brought you back. So now there's a completely different value. There's a different understanding that I have for my life. So the fact that these are the same people, watch this, who were not there when I was in the hospital, when I went through all of this, right? They weren't there. I didn't even expect them to be. So that's not even an issue. But by no means do they have the same value on my life that I have on my life. Does that make sense? Yes, it should. Right? So when I'm going through this situation, I'm like, what if there would have been a rock on this in this grass in a yard? We don't know what could have been down there. What if I would have hit my forehead on a rock and been out of there? Anything could have happened. Do you know that none of them asked me about how my head was? Do you know that none of them acknowledged this assault? Do you know that none of them, right, even considered what I was already going through in my own personal life before they sat up here and decided to have whatever this was? Because it could be looked like, was this a setup? What's really going on, right? To where text messages after the incident, nobody said, oh my God, Andrea, are you okay? Nobody. To where when I reached out to the girl who invited me to the party, when I reached out to her mother didn't even know what happened. So I'm giving her an insight, but of course, guess what? It's 3 against 1. It's them against me. Who knows what their version of the story is? Because it's just me. Who had to go file charges? Me, I had to go press charges. I waited two days to press charges because I was in awe about what has happened. Seeking counsel. upset about it, crying. Like, do people really think this about me? Like, I've been like, I'm not a bad person. You know what's amazing about this? This is why I say that that books have saved my life, and I'm so glad that the Word of God is so strong in my life, and that I've really been committed to staying close to it. Because when I'm not armed with the Word of God, it's when I am at my weakest point, and I am a target. But when I am armed with the Word of God, I'm untouchable, because I will come back and I will be protected not only by my angels, who are also gangster, but I will be protected by what I know and who I am in God and what He says about me, not what others say about me. See, I was looking at this situation too, to where it was just like, look, God, you didn't give me a heads up that this was going to get violent. You told me that I was going to have, you know, tough conversations. I was going to have to speak up. I was going to, you know, have to do these things and prepare myself to maybe be uncomfortable, but to just speak the truth. I knew that that was my assignment, but I did not know that I was going to have to face violence. But guess what? It didn't kill me. Definitely made me stronger. Definitely put me in a position to understand who I am. Here was my biggest revelation, and I'm going to wrap this up because it's over an hour. My biggest revelation is that these people had an opinion, or however they felt. I don't use the word jealous, and I don't like to say it. I can't stand it, because I believe that God is too big. He's so big that we have no reason to be jealous of anybody, that God can give us whatever it is we need, right? But at the same time, I'm looking like these people had all these feelings and judgments and whatever else they had, because it was comments. Like, the mother of the girl who invited me to the party, this is what she said. She was like, well, Andrea, they're hurt by your choices. The choices of how I take care of my now 13-year-old son. Nobody came to me saying, hey, Andrea, I'm going to help you as a single mother because you're a school teacher and we're going to do this all together. No, because I wasn't doing that to them. We were all working. We were all employees when we first started. Then something came to me and I got excited about it. And guess what? I shared it with all of them. Guess what they did? They rejected it. That's cool. One of the people, she told me, I just didn't want to do what you were doing. And I just felt some kind of way. But that's not my fault. But it's cool. I don't need these type of people in my life ever again. Right? And even just doing this episode and getting this out and the intent of it being, you know, the power of speaking up for yourself, the power of making sure that you're doing personal growth every day, the power of the Word of God, the power of just all of this stuff is necessary. Like, it empowers you, and it'll keep you from making stupid mistakes. It will keep you from, you know, feeling defeated when adversities and opposition comes your way. It will keep you from wanting to give up. It will keep you from going back to where the devil wants you to be and thinking less of yourself. See, what happened, what they did and what they don't know is that they gave me that extra fire that I needed to say, if y'all were jealous, or if you didn't approve, or whatever, you didn't like what I was doing then, and the best of what I'm doing hasn't even come yet, I haven't even operated fully in my gift yet, if you were mad then, what you think about to happen now? Oh my God, I was not giving myself enough credit. I was not. I was over here dumbing myself down for no reason. Now I know that people weren't celebrating me. You know, when I would learn something and share it, and when I'm speaking and I'm giving life to people, or I mention books or want to buy a book. Oh no, they were mocking me because they created their own interpretation. Guess what? I'm free of that. And what understanding does, that's why I say we have to understand ourselves first. We got to overstand understanding. And as opposed to attempting to get people to understand me, I needed to learn how to understand myself. And this can go further, and it will, but it's not about to happen on this episode. If you don't get anything else from what I just shared, just from this part, because this is empowering too, and it's necessary. If you don't understand anything else, overstand this. Know yourself better. Okay? Know yourself better. Spend most of your time learning yourself, who you are, who you want to be, what it is you want to do, what's been stopping you, who's around you that doesn't need to be, who is it that you need to speak up to, who is it that you need to get rid of. You got to know yourself better than anybody else does outside of God. Period. Because see, God does not download our blueprint to our journey to other people first. Okay? So that's not who we seek the counsel from. But God will allow some things to happen to you that we will not like. But it will definitely take you to a whole nother level of understanding that will just build your muscles. It'll build your mental muscles. It'll build your self-confidence muscles. It'll build all of those things. So we're going to continue this. I'm going to wrap this one up because this is the longest one I think that I've ever done. But I'm looking forward to the empowerment of this. And I'm not going to be afraid. I'm moving forward with the injustice, you know, with the fact that these two people that were there do not want to cooperate. And the detective told me that they said that they don't want to have any part of it. That confirmed how they felt about me. Right. It confirmed that there was no more friendship. It confirmed that there was no more respect. Right. For my life, for my son's life in that manner, because what if his mom would have been what if my life was taken at that moment? Because I went to a birthday party to celebrate life. And then I left. Right. With mine in danger. And then recognizing that these people had absolutely no regard for my life. I was not surprised by it. Because when I had my surgery in 2016, ain't nobody check on me then either. So why would they care about me now? But that's okay because I love myself like crazy. And to be able to talk about this now, and I said, I was like, this is a strong platform to really bring this to the forefront. And I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now in the hopes that there's somebody out there that needs to speak up about something that has been settling for injustices, that has been allowing people to treat them any kind of way. And you want to speak up and you scared. It ain't no reason for you to be scared. God will give you the armor that you need. I promise you that. I will see you all on the next episode. Take care and thank you for listening.